Good Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. What we do at Growth Dynamics isn't rocket science. And Charlie will tell you the same thing, so I'm not saying anything he's going to be mad at me for. But what we teach you to do is not necessarily hard, but actually doing the process and sticking with it is the hard part. However, if you can figure it out, you can change your life. And this podcast today is an exact example of how two people can have the same week, but one with the process and one without, can make a huge difference in how they both look at the week they had and look at what's going to be coming to them in the future through their pipeline. So, without further ado, here we go with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. Symptoms. Sally and Sanjay were comparing notes after a very busy week out selling. Sally was exhausted, but at the same time pretty satisfied that her week was highly productive and would produce some nice revenue for the company and herself. Sanjay, on the other hand, was exhausted and uncertain about what actually happened to him and what success he created. As they compared war stories, Sally could detail where she was with each prospect she engaged and exactly what the next steps were in the decision process. She could validate she was in control and her future was certain to be positive. Stunned to hear such detail and certainty, Sanjay couldn't comprehend how Sally managed to systematically get through the minefield his sales approach created. "You mean you don't have all these problems I keep running into?" Sanjay queried. Sally looked at him and replied, "You only have to deal with them if you don't have a process to keep you out of them." Diagnosis. Salespeople that operate in a reactive mode dictated by the whims and expectations of the prospects or suspects find frustration as a constant companion. Sanjay's sales game consists of canceled appointments, way too much follow-up, proposals that die on desks, and jumping through hoops for no reward because he refuses to exercise his right to know what happens next and to implement a reliable sales process to keep things moving. His belief that the customer dictates the sales process creates these challenges, and until he changes his way, Sanjay will never be certain about what his pipeline will return and how successful his sales efforts will be. Sanjay is just living on hope. Prescription. Sales is a process that can be managed rather than a random collection of events that may or may not produce the results you desire. By committing to a conceptual process that has benchmarks and mutual agreements made by both the buyer and the seller, there is much less chance of working towards an uncertain outcome. Sally learned to create opportunities to validate her sense of where she was in the sales process and to get her prospects to confirm her position. Are we or are we not both on the same page about what happens next? When will it happen? And what exactly it takes for us to come to an agreement? Sally was okay with either a yes or a no outcome, but she hated the uncertainty that too many of her peers were willing to accept as normal. When you apply a process instead of relying on the whims of the prospect, your results will certainly be more consistent. Critical thinking. What are your keys to staying on your sales process and managing your day-to-day activities? The drill. The drill always starts with a final thought for the morning. Today we have two. First, from Alice Walker. The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any. Second, change your thoughts and change your world. Now, the drill. As always, first, update us on your last week goals. How did things go? Did you accomplish them? What were your outcomes? This week, please share your top three goals, personal and or professional, and the growth dynamics you plan to deploy to accomplish them. As always, Charlie and I are here for you. Do not hesitate to reach out and get your one-on-one coaching scheduled. Now, go out there and make this week the best week yet.